Hey, man, we've been talking to a variety of folks. I really admire the work of this lovely young lady that's going to visit with us here. Mm. She's done a lot of things, and I'm going to give you a quick background because I don't think you know this story, but I work with Colin at ESPN.
Oh.
And I remember talking to him when he left and went to Fox, and he said, we were talking about what his show was going to be, and he says to me, I'm in the process of hiring, a female to be on the show, and I think she's going to be really, really good.
Oh.
Little did we know it was going to be you. Kristen, yes. Leahy is here.
Christine. It's spelled funny, so it looks like
so
Kristen.
You know, obviously that was a great platform for you, but you're doing your own thing now.
Yes. So I did that for almost 3 years, and it was really great. I love sports radio so much. It's actually where I got my start over at WEEI in New England.
WEEI!
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I love sports radio, and that was a really fun thing for me to do, and the role grew to more than we ever thought it was going to be. And now, it was time for me to branch off. So now I have my show on FS1. It's called Fair Game with Christine Leahy. It's called that because everything is fair game
right. On
that show.
No, I mean, and the field itself is so, you know, we know that there's people out there that put the work in. You started Boston. You talked about it going to BU, which is kind of the cradle of broadcasters, right?
Yeah, one of them for sure.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a cutthroat world. But, like, if you've got good content and you're bringing a great take, you're going to be successful, period. That's it. You know, if you got the talent, it shows. And you've got the talent.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's a combination, right? Of hard work, luck, knowing the right people, talent, all those things. So I've actually been doing this for 11 years, which is weird to even think about. I've worked up from the bottom, and here I am.
Look, you sound like Drake. Started from the bottom, now I'm here. Yeah.
I mean, that's more Toronto than Atlanta, but sure.
That is true.
Christine Leahy is with us from FS1. So obviously you're a huge football fan.
Huge football fan, huge sports fan, huge music fan. I am so happy that the Super Bowl is in Atlanta.
What'd you do last night? Tell the listeners what you got into.
Oh, man. Well, listen, I love that this is – usually when you go to the Super Bowl, it's all these, like, parties, corporate parties. But this year, it's concerts, which is amazing. So last night I went to – I saw all the Lils, Lil Jon, Lil Baby, Lil Yachty. I also saw Ludacris.
Luda.
Migos, Sierra, Gucci Mane, 21 Savage. All last night.
Now, Luda came on the show 2-3 weeks ago or so to promote the concert. And he said on our show, it was kind of funny because he was like, you can't get more Atlanta than this.
Oh, my. I guess. Did you see any of it?
Last night?
Yeah.
No, I was not there.
Whoa. I was entertained. But he was out there and he had these girls coming out and doing insane things on the stage.
I saw, like, one sequence where it was like a train basically kind of choo-chooing around the stage.
And there was like hoops hanging from the something and they were dancing in the hoops. And then they had this one girl that it was... Listen,
when you say,
I respect those chicks because they can do some amazing things.
Okay, so you mean like how they were contorting their bodies?
Yeah. There was some twerking.
Okay.
Okay. There was some gyration.
Okay.
But they're so good.
Yeah.
I wish I could dance like that.
I'm glad you enjoyed the show.
I did.
This is what we're talking about tonight, and this is the flavor. State Farm Arena. It's Aerosmith and Post Malone. Then tomorrow night you've got
Travis Scott's tonight too.
That's right.
I'm going to see.
That's right. And then Bruno Mars and
Cardi B,
you got the Shaq thing going on. There's so much going on around town. You can get lost in it. So let's talk a little bit about this game because I'm curious to know, you know, what you're thinking about it, simply because I'm sure you've had a lot of these guys or had the opportunity to talk to many of the guys that are going to be participating.
I have, yeah. So I actually used to cover the Patriots because I lived and worked in Boston for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I'm in L.A. So I have had a bunch of the Rams players come on my show. And some of the things that I find really interesting, right, is Brady and Belichick, they have such a legacy. You can never count them out. They seem to always figure out a way to get it done. That game against the Chargers, I wasn't expecting that blowout like they had.
Right.
But then in L.A., I think what's really cool, Sean McVay is so young and so is Jared Goff. But with Jared, he's so mature and so wise beyond his age. And Sean, the players all call him Sean. Did you know this?
No, because
he will not let them call him coach. He said, if you call me coach, then I'm going to call you player. But they still have so much respect for him. He's, what, 33 years
right.
old?
Yeah.
And he's done such a fantastic job with them. You're going to ask me for my prediction, right?
Well,
is that what you're going
to... What's your prediction?
Yeah. So, well, because I'm just prepared for that, right?
Yes.
I think that Jared Goff, like I said, is very, very mature and very serious. And I don't worry about, outside things getting in his head. But in a Super Bowl, playoff experience matters so much.
It does. Right.
And I have to give it to Brady and Belichick.
We're trying to come up with an angle that's like real well. Oh, they're going to do this and that. But the Patriots are going to have some things that Goff hasn't seen before. They're going to throw some things at him. And how does – and even Sean is going to be – this is the biggest stage for Sean. Everyone's been – look, coach – they're even hiring coaches that look like Sean now. That's how much he's had to bounce and affect here in the NFL. But this is also his first time here against a Belichick who's the master.
Yeah, I mean, and good for them. And good for L.A. for getting to this level so quickly.
Are there fans?
Yeah, there are. What I'll say is well, listen.
Because it's L.A.
No, because you know? The Raiders were the big thing in L.A. Everybody was Orange County. We just didn't know if people are there really Rams fans responding.
There are. If you walk around, you do see Rams sweatshirts and hats. What I will say, though, and I'm just keeping it real, like I've lived in Chicago and Boston. Those are some sports towns.
Right.
L.A., there's so much else to do. I mean, you go to the beach. You go to concerts. You do everything. So you're not in your house where you're having to watch TV. So the fans aren't as intense.
Right.
All right, I want to ask you this because you are successful in this business, and we know for women it is a lot more difficult. It just is, right?
Yes.
And so, you know, we have our 35% of our audience, and, you know, we're the number one show in Atlanta, maybe more than that, are women. And we
I
get
love
it all,
that.
And we get it all the time. Women coming up, you know, with their husbands or boyfriends or by themselves saying, hey, we love the show. I think men, especially in our business, take it for granted how much women, I don't know if this is the case, love sports, are interactive as much as we are, pay attention to it as much as we do. So what advice would you give young ladies that are interested in trying to do what you do? Because they watch you, Christine, and they go, right. How do I get to be her?
Well, first of all, I'm really happy that you said that because it's so funny to me when people come up to me and they're like, so how did you get into sports? Like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, is it a problem that I like sports? I've always liked sports. That's what I wanted to do. I will say this, and you say it's harder for women, but in certain ways there are, like, listen, being a woman, you might get some jobs or some interviews that you might otherwise not.
No,
so it can help you, and it can hurt you. It is harder, I think, overall, for sure, because we have to deal with some obstacles that guys don't have to. I would say work really hard. If you're in college, which I do suggest getting a journalism degree, I have one, intern like crazy. The first three jobs that I had in TV were from internships that I had previously because I kept those relationships. So I think they matter a lot. And just network like crazy. Because here's the deal. You guys know. You have to send your reel out to a bunch of places when you graduate.
It's the hardest part.
Like, nobody watches that. You're lucky if they pick your tape out of
100,000
different tapes and stick you in. And then they maybe will watch it for 5 seconds.
Right.
That's really not how it works. You have to kind of have an in or network or know someone to say, hey, watch this girl's tape. So that's what I would suggest.
Right.
Network like crazy. Work hard. I can't swear. Know your stuff.
Right.
And just you got to work hard and love it. You got to love it.
It is Christine Leahy with us, your guys from FS1, and again loves boxing, loves football, and has done a great job.
Hip-hop,
by the way, we had a lot of mileage when the whole thing went down with LeVar Ball. We're like, oh, we just wanted you to go off the table and just punch him in the head. You know, we were going bananas on that. You still get conversations about that because you called BS on that before everybody else, which was great.
Listen, the one
which everybody should have in the first place.
If you've ever seen me on TV or watched me, I am not afraid to speak my mind at all, and I say what I think, but I also come at it from an educated place. Like I know what's going on. I'm not going to speak out about something that I don't know and haven't done the research. And when that happened, That was just my natural reaction, and it was weird because the first day. The reaction was really positive, and I didn't even know it was going to be this big thing, and it was really good. And then, you know, when it was turned into something else the next day by someone else, that's when it was not cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, we all have had those incidents.
Oh, I know.
It happens.
Where something goes off the rails, and all of a sudden now you're like, whoa, wait, this is not what it's supposed to be. But regardless of that, I mean, who has been the funnest person that you've had a chance to talk to over the years? Because we always get asked that question. And for us, we're old veterans. And, like, being at the Super Bowl is cool. Mm. And you know this. I mean, but, you know, you get to a point where yesterday we had on Dan Marino. And Mike and I hadn't talked to Dan Marino in a while.
Right. I'm still like a little kid.
And Mike's a huge fan. He grew up watching Dan Marino, had season tickets in Miami. And Dan steps up here, and literally it was
I'm like Chris Farley. Remember that time you threw the touchdown?
So who does that for you?
Because we get jaded.
Right. Yes, we do.
Because you're covering this for so long. But, like, the reason that I do what I do and that I love sports so much is because I used to watch Bulls games in Chicago with my dad. So watching Michael Jordan, that person still to me is like, oh, my gosh.
So if Mike walked by right now.
Yeah, I would be. I'm sorry, bye. Yeah. I gotta go.
Swan dive.
Yeah, I gotta go. No, he would be the coolest person for me to interview. I haven't yet. I'm going to the All-Star Game. We're shooting my show there, so I'm hoping hoping that we can make that happen. Gosh, the funnest person that I've interviewed. You guys had Deontay Wilder on.
He's terrific.
Right. Yeah, he's so great. And I used to cover his fights, actually, in the ring. And I had him on my show twice because he was so great. And we actually played with squirt guns. We played a game called Wet and Wilder.
Hey, now.
Yeah, it was, yeah. You know, it was really fun, but he's such a good sport, and he's right. So good at TV. And the thing with boxers is they have to promote themselves. Right. So they're so good at talking, and they come from these stories where they've had to fight for what they have. So he was really fun. Yeah.
When's the show on? Tell people when they can watch you.
It is on Monday through Friday on FS1 at 5:30 Eastern, 2:30 on the West Coast. And cool. You can also watch on YouTube, because I know a lot of people can't watch at that time, our YouTube channel, Spare Game.
You know what I hate about you guys out in L.A.? You guys record stuff at like 9 a.m. and you got the rest of the day.
That's true. Football is so much better.
Oh, I hate it.
We're out in Vegas for the conference show. Is that like having your whole day ahead of you if you're watching your East Coast games?
You can go out to dinner on a Monday night.
All right, Christine. Yeah. So just to double down on the game, you feel like everybody else, you're on the Patriots?
I am, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel bad.
Don't. Everyone that has sit here, for the most part, right?
Is it's there been anyone 90, who took rings?
No. It's been 98%.
Other than a fighting chance. But that's, you know.
Of the folks that have sat right here all week long have been like, Patriots.
Wait, for sports radio, though, how great would it be if the Rams won?
It'd be amazing.
Because then you got, Brady's leaving, Belichick's out. People are fighting.
Well, we had our dynamic. I don't know if it meant as much in the West Coast. But I don't think people understand how big the rivalry is between the Saints and the Falcons. We despise each other. Mm-hmm. So the idea of having Saints fans in our city was so scary to us. So the circumstance in which they get eliminated was gold for us. We've been enjoying this all week.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We'll continue to enjoy the ATL.
Thank you. I will.
We're a big fan of your work and continued success. Thank you for stopping by. She was supposed to come on the other day, guys, and literally you got caught up in stuff, but she said she wanted to come back on.
I did.
And we appreciate that.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. It's good talking to you.
All right. You too. Christine Leahy.